from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rahma on the mic, who will be presenting you various updates, information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. From the news, we'll be continuing with quotes of the day. And also we have interesting programs such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voanews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, let's begin with the news. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. President Prabowo and Trump sign agreement on reciprocal trade. President Prabowo pledges to send 8,000 troops to Gaza. I'm Rahmawati. Here is the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and United States President Donald Trump officially signed the agreement on reciprocal trade in Washington, D.C. on Thursday local time. The agreement, titled Toward a New Golden Age for the U.S.-Indonesia Alliance, establishes a 19% reciprocal tariff, while also opening the opportunity for 0% tariffs on 1,819 Indonesian products in the U.S. market. Ofra Regina has the detail.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and United States President Donald Trump officially signed the agreement on reciprocal trade in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, February 19, 2026, local time. The signing marks an agreement on a 19% reciprocal tariff for a number of Indonesian products entering the U.S. market. This was stated by the Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, in a press conference following the signing.
Nah, hari ini, tadi pagi, Bapak Presiden langsung menandatangani.
This morning, the President directly signed the cooperation agreement, the agreement on reciprocal trade, titled Toward a New Golden Age for the U.S.-Indonesia Alliance, and it was signed jointly by both President Prabowo and President Donald Trump.
Ditandatangani secara bersama baik oleh Bapak Presiden Prabowo maupun Presiden Donald Trump.
Erlangga Hartarto emphasized that the agreement on reciprocal trade provides 0% tariff access for thousands of leading Indonesian products in the United States market. He stated that this policy not only strengthens national export competitiveness, but also has a direct impact on the millions of workers and families who depend on these sectors.
Dalam ART ini ada 1,819 post tarif produk Indonesia.
Within this agreement, there are 1,819 Indonesian product tariff lines, both agricultural and industrial. These include palm oil, coffee, cocoa, spices, rubber, electronic components including semiconductors and aircraft components, which will have a 0% tariff. And specifically for Indonesian textile and apparel products, the U.S. will also provide a 0% tariff through a tariff rate quota, TRQ, mechanism. And certainly, this benefits the 4 million workers in this sector. And if we count their families, this significantly affects 20 million Indonesian people.
Dan kalau kita hitung dengan keluarga, ini sangat berpengaruh terhadap 20 juta masyarakat Indonesia.
agreement on reciprocal trade will come into effect 90 days after the legal processes in each country are completed, including consultations between the Indonesian government and the House of Representatives, as well as internal processes in the United States. Erlangga described the agreement as part of a new golden age for Indonesia-US cooperation, which is expected to boost trade, investment, and economic growth for both nations. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
President Prabowo Subianto has conveyed a commitment to send 8,000 peacekeeping troops to Gaza, Palestine. Indonesian forces will later join the International Stabilization Force. Rama Sutki Pratama has the detail.
The President of the Republic of Indonesia.
President Prabowo Subianto conveyed Indonesia's commitment to send 8,000 or more peacekeeping troops to Gaza, Palestine, during the inaugural meeting of the Board of Peace in Washington, D.C., United States, on Thursday, February 19, 2026. In his brief speech, Prabowo praised the ceasefire between Hamas and the Zionist Israeli forces in Gaza, while stating that the troops sent would support the International Stabilization Force, or ISF, established under the peace plan proposed by the President of the United States, Donald Trump.
The achievements of the ceasefire is real. We commend this, and therefore we reaffirm our commitment to contribute significant number of troops, up to 8,000 or more if necessary. We are prepared to contribute the troops to take part actively in the International Stabilization Force to make this peace work.
Prabowo also affirmed that Indonesia agreed with and fully supported the Gaza peace plan initiated by Trump even from its very first day. He expressed his belief that Trump's leadership on the Board of Peace could establish peace in Palestine. Meanwhile, the ISF commander, U.S. Major General Jasper Jeffers, stated that five countries, including Indonesia, had agreed to send troops to the Gaza Strip. Among these five nations, Major General Jeffers stated that Indonesia had agreed to serve as the deputy commander of the force.
I'm incredibly pleased to announce today that the first five countries have committed troops to serve in the ISF: Indonesia, Morocco, Kazakhstan, Kosovo, and Albania. And two countries have committed to train police: Egypt and Jordan. I would also like to announce that I have offered, and Indonesia has accepted, the position of deputy commander for the ISF.
Prabowo's presence at the meeting was part of his visit series to the United States. Prabowo also attended a business summit with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and signed the agreement on reciprocal trade between Indonesia and the United States. Rama Sitki Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
Still from President Prabowo Subianto, who invited United States business leaders to become strategic partners in Indonesia's development during a roundtable session of the Indonesia-U.S. Business Summit at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, the President outlined the government's priority programs to drive national growth and industrialization.
I'm very optimistic. We want to see American companies as strategic partners, and I think I've proven. I think a lot of the long-term players and participants in our economy, I think, will testify how the Indonesian government and myself also continuing in that tradition. We have always tried to protect our investors. We have always tried to be a good host and try to produce the best atmosphere for our investors.
Furthermore, Prabowo mentioned the United States as the largest partner that has supported Indonesia's struggle for independence and helped Indonesia navigate through various difficult times. Therefore, Prabowo hopes American investors can come directly to Indonesia to witness firsthand the development programs currently being implemented by the government. President Prabowo Subianto attended Gala Iftar with several Indonesian and United States business people at Indonesia-US Business Summit on Wednesday in Washington, D.C. On that occasion, head of state witnessed the signing of a memorandum of understanding between business people from both countries. He said the signing of the cooperation agreements was proof of Indonesia's strong desire to partner with the United States. Insert Prabowo, sudah bahasa Inggris. According to an official statement, 11 MOUs worth $38.4 billion were signed by Indonesian and U.S. business actors, covering cooperation in various fields from mining and downstream processing, energy, agribusiness, and many more. Moving on to Indonesian House of Representatives officially approved the Indonesian Navy's plan to accept a grant of patrol vessels from Japan worth 1.9 billion yen. This strategic decision was made after House Commission 1 held intensive discussions regarding the procurement of defense and security equipment. In the plenary session held on Thursday, February 19, the chairman of the House Commission 1, Dave Akbar Shah Fikarno, explained the acceptance of these 18-meter patrol vessels is carried out through the official security assistance scheme.
The first commission of the Indonesian House of Representatives approved the acceptance of an 18M-class patrol boat grant worth 1.9 billion yen from the Japanese government to the Indonesian Navy through the Official Security Assistance or OSA scheme.
Meanwhile, in a statement delivered after the plenary meeting, Vice Minister of Defense Doni Ernawan Taufanto explained the vessel grant provides strategic, operational, economic, and diplomatic value for Indonesia. Indonesia will lead the regular session of the 61st UN Human Rights Council in Geneva for the first time as part of its role as president of the 20th Human Rights Council. Desi Anugranov has the detail.
Indonesia will lead the regular session of the United Nations Human Rights Council for the first time in its 61st session, which will take place in Geneva, Switzerland, from February 23rd to March 31st. This moment marks the beginning of Indonesia's role after officially assuming the presidency of the UN Human Rights Council for the 20th time since January 8th. 2026. Director of Human Rights and Humanitarian Affairs at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Inda Nuria Savitri, stated in a press conference at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs office in Jakarta on Thursday, February 19, 2026, that this session is an important moment for Indonesia.
So in this 61st session of the UNHRC, it will be the first session where we lead the regular session of the UN Human Rights Council as the 20th president of the council.
According to Inda, Indonesia's presidency comes amid various global challenges affecting human rights issues. She mentioned that these dynamics will be reflected in the proceedings taking place in Geneva, Switzerland.
And of course, this session takes place amid so many dynamics, especially in the promotion and protection of human rights issues, and what becomes the concern of the international community will usually be reflected in the proceedings. We certainly hope that the UNHRC, as the main platform of the UN that discusses human rights issues globally, can maintain its credibility, consistency, and effectively and efficiently address various related issues.
Inda also emphasized that in its capacity as president of the UN Human Rights Council, Indonesia is committed to being impartial. Indonesia will also facilitate and ensure that the council operates well, effectively, and efficiently. However, as a member state, Indonesia will continue to prioritize various positions, commitments, and priority issues that are in the national interest. She hoped that Indonesia's leadership in the UN Human Rights Council can serve as a strategic moment to strengthen Indonesia's role in multilateral diplomacy. Additionally, it is expected to demonstrate Indonesia's commitment to inclusive and balanced human rights governance amid the complexities of the current global situation.
Indonesian Coast Guard or Bakamla RI strengthens maritime surveillance through training on airborne sensor technology with the Japan Coast Guard and the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime. This strategic step was taken to minimize potential maritime threats that have occurred in Indonesian waters. Kiki Purba has the detail.
The Indonesian Coast Guard, Bakamla RI, received a visit from Japan Coast Guard Gulfstream G550 aircraft at Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport, Jakarta on Thursday, February 19, 2026. The visit was part of a series of technical training sessions related to maritime sensing or maritime domain awareness. Deputy for Operation and Training of the Indonesian Coast Guard, Rear Admiral Eko Wahjono, stated that the training is a crucial opportunity for Indonesia to learn about radar technology and modern air surveillance, considering the current complex security challenges in Indonesian water.
This is a golden opportunity for Bakamla RI to receive training from the Japan Coast Guard and UNODC to address the maritime security issues that have been very massive in our region.
In line with this, Japan representative by Japan Coast Guard Superintendent Takahashi Turo hopes such collaboration will not only improve the technical capabilities of personnel in the field, but also strengthen diplomatic relations between the two countries in maintaining stable maritime governance in the ASEAN region.
I hope the bilateral relationship between Japan and Indonesia will become even closer in the future. And also with this cooperation, we can further strengthen the aspects of maritime security and large-scale maritime governance.
The training is part of Indonesian Coast Guard's commitment to strengthening Indonesian maritime security and safety. This effort is also expected to enhance strategic cooperation in the field of law enforcement and maritime security with Japan Coast Guard. Kiki Purba, Voice of Indonesia.
We end the news with, in anticipation of the holy month of Ramadan, the government through the Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries is ensuring the stability of supply and prices of fishery commodities. This effort includes promoting aquaculture activities and managing supply storage. Dika Dean Ananda has the detail.
The Indonesian Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries is committed to maintaining the stability of supply and prices of fishery commodities leading up to the holy months of Ramadan and Eid al-Fitr in 2026. By integrating the capture fisheries, aquaculture, and national supply storage sectors, the government is optimistic that price fluctuations can be minimized. Director General of Aquaculture at the Ministry, Hairu Rahayu, stated on Thursday in Jakarta that the aquaculture sector is the main contributor for national protein needs amidst the regulation of capture fisheries. The government recorded positive growth in the majority of aquaculture commodities as of January 18, 2026.
We can ensure that the needs or supply of fish from the aquaculture sector during the fasting month until Eid can be fulfilled properly.
Overall, aquaculture production increased significantly by 19.09%. Hairu stated that public needs can be met, leaving a surplus that can be contributed to the national food supply. This excess is stored in cold storage facilities spread across various regions of Indonesia to anticipate the surge in demand during Ramadan and Eid al-Fitr. Acting Director General for the Competitiveness of Marine and Fishery Products, Mahmud, explained that the government utilized stock in cold storage as a stabilization instrument.
So stocks are still available in each respective cold storage there, and it's still possible to add more stock if needed. For example, in Medan, the cold storage capacity is 22,000, with current stocks of 3,400. So if there is excess production, especially from captured fisheries, it can still be stored there.
With sufficient stock reserves and an upward trend in aquaculture production, the government is optimistic that the need for fish protein during Ramadan and Eid al-Fitr in Indonesia is in a safe and controlled condition. Dika Dian Ananda, Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Keyword of the day. Sometimes one must face hardships before a perfect happiness comes to them. A quote by R.A. Kartini. Raden Ajeng Kartini, or R.A. Kartini, is an Indonesian heroine who fought for the rights and freedom of women. She is a figure of emancipation who fought so that Indonesian women can have education equally, just like men. Kartini believed that with education, Indonesian women would be more sophisticated with broad knowledge, have firm determination, never give up, be religious and respectful to older people, be courageous, optimistic, modest, humble and full of love. Well, listener, that's keyword of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
mungkin. Jiwa ini tak mungkin bertahan lagi. Setiap perlakuanmu kepadaku hanya satu mintaku, agar kau cintaiku sepenuh hati seperti aku mencintai dirimu. Sudah cukup untuk selamanya diriku dipermainkan, dirimu aku tak mau lagi. Baby, baby, cukuplah sudah antara aku dengan dirimu, karena aku tak mungkin bisa membuat dirimu mengerti. Baby, baby, cukuplah sudah antara aku dengan dirimu, karena aku tak mungkin bisa membuat dirimu kembali. Janji manismu untuk diriku, mencintaiku sepenuh hatimu, sepenuh jiwamu. Kau takkan pernah bisa mengerti apa yang selalu ada di benakku, karena tak pernah kau coba untuk mengerti. Cukup untuk selamanya diriku dipermainkan, dirimu aku tak mau lagi.
Sudah cukup beribu ku curahkan, tapi tak sedikit hatimu kau tuangkan. Buat diriku janjimu kau lupakan, untuk dirimu semua pasti ku utamakan.
Yo lady,
you drive me crazy.
Hey baby,
tapi tak mungkin dirimu kembali. Cintai diriku seperti
baby, baby. Cukuplah sudah antara aku dengan dirimu,
oh, karena aku tak mungkin bisa membuat dirimu mengerti.
Is Balinese dance, which uses sounds from the mouth without Balinese traditional music. It makes kecak dance different from other dances in general. Kecak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of kecak in order.
Cinta
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sama mata.
you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
VY listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder presents information about tourist destinations to welcome Chinese New Year. The Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy has prepared a travel map or travel pattern ahead of the Chinese New Year holiday for domestic and foreign tourists. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno explained that the Chinatown area, which is one of the popular tourist areas in every city in Indonesia, the attention has unique characteristics and attracts many tourists. In the Chinatown area, the variety of Chinese culture is very strong, starting from gates, buildings, heritage, places of worship, accessories to culinary delights. The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy recommends Chinatown tourist areas welcoming the Chinese New Year and Cap Gomeh celebrations, including Glodok Petak Sembilan Jakarta, which has many historical and religious tourist sites, such as Toa Sebio Temple and Jin Biwa Yuan Temple, Petak Sembilan Market, Gang Gloria, and the Toa Pekong Carnival event. Then there is the Chinatown tourist destination in the Kauman area, Central Semarang, with Cap Gomeh celebration tradition of a procession of Sampo Kong statue from Tai Kak Si Temple to Gedung Batu. Another Chinatown tourist destination is in the Pasar Gede Solo area, which is holding the Grebek Sudiro attraction, which takes place from January 28 to February 22, 2024. Meanwhile, in Sumatra, there is the tourist destination Kemaro Island, Palembang, South Sumatra, as one of the mainstay tourist attractions in Palembang City, with its tradition of lion dance and Chinese wayang arts and other traditional arts. There is also a tourist destination included Karisma Nusantara event, namely Cap Gomeh Singkawang, West Kalimantan, which is known as the City of a Thousand Monasteries or Temples, which will be held from February 10 to 24, 2024. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
In some of the family, in the middle class and the high class family, the children, yeah, they look frustration, depression, and stress. And on the other side, it's very extremely, they try to suicide. It's very dangerous. And what the main reason? What the main reason? Because they don't have friends, they don't have a space to talk to each other, to express their aspiration, their emotion, they have problem with their roommate, their friend in the school, or maybe some boy they have a boy love like to a girl, or a girl like to a man, but they can talk with mom because the parents, they're working every day, you know, they arrive in home at home at night, you know, and the children already sleep in the morning, the parent, they already go to the office. complicated situation in the modern family. You know? So it's, as I call this, is very dangerous situation for the modern family.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Hello everyone, my name is Ray, and today we're going to learn about the Indonesian alphabet. Let's begin. A. 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 Which can be used for ayam, anak, and alam. Let's continue. B, 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 which can be used for bak, batik, and Bali. That's it for now, and see you in another episode.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, today's music corner presents a Malay song entitled Gusti Muhammad Saunan by Amuk. The song was composed by Amuk. As the title suggests, this song tells about Gusti Muhammad Saunan, King of the Mataan Kingdom, Tanjung Pura. Before Indonesia became independent, there were many kingdoms in the archipelago, one of which was the Mataan Kingdom in Kalimantan. In the lyrics, Gusti Muhammad Saunan is full of charm and authority. He was detained by Japanese soldiers. However, when he was to be executed, he suddenly disappeared from prison. Until now, Gusti Muhammad Saunan is unknown. Well, listener, here is Gusti Muhammad Saunan by Amuk. Happy listening.
Kisah Raja Raja Penembahan Gusti Muhammad Saunan di Kerajaan Jemaatan Gusti Muhammad Saunan Raja muda penuh pesona dan juga berwibawa Raja sakti berilmu tinggi dan sangat mandiri tangkas cerdas sebagai raja di kerajaan mata raja Jepang
sayang. Raja menghilang, raja menghilang, raib ke mana? Sampai kini raja sakti tak diketahui. Oh, dialah penembahan Gusti Muhammad Sauna. Berilmu tinggi dan sangat mandiri, tangkas cerdas sebagai raja di kerajaan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Melantunkan darah asmara.
VOI listener, that's a wrap today's program of English service from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any feedback to send, you can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, or send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at VOI_official. Follow us as well on TikTok at VOI_official and subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And you can also reach us on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.